Hello, everyone, and welcome to Just a Tip. Just a tip, please. I don't know which one I'm gonna go with first. The bacon or just that kind of sexy, steamy type. Anyways, so this is Just a Tip, and I am your host, JJ. So, welcome back, everyone. So, today's topic I wanted to dive into was an interesting one that everyone always asks me about. And that is, in Japan, what are the top jobs you get? And tell me a little bit about them, JJ. So this is JJ's top five jobs you will get in Japan as an actor or as a gaijin. Just X that out, as a gaijin. So let's start. First off, number five. So the number five job that you're gonna get, or like the fifth of the tier, is zombie jobs. Yes, I do mean the brains. Only shoot to the head to kill the killer. I try to rap there, but it doesn't work when it's 12 a.m. here in Japan. So yeah, the first type of job that you'll get is zombie jobs. And what I mean by zombie jobs is, well, how to put this right way. In Japan, there are two large big companies. One of them is Disney and one of them is USJ. And then there's side companies as well, like Japanese character companies, you know. Kind of like Canada's Wonderland, since we don't have Disneyland. Anyways, on these big companies, they often have live events. And on these live, or Halloween events, you know, either of the two. And on these events, they usually hire a lot of foreigners to dress up full freaking facial, even on the arms and legs sometime, depending on who's doing it. And you'll become full zombie. Now you might be asking, hey JJ, why don't they use Japanese for that grubby, dirty job? The truth is that they do use Japanese. And basically, let's talk about a couple of those. So my first zombie gig was a pretty cool gig that I did on a stunt job for Kirimets, which is a soft drink here in Japan. And I was in this stunt group with about five, six other people, like two girls and five guys. And in this stunt group, we did this crazy, fun, amazing stunt gig. To this day, it has to be one of my funnest, not the best, but the funnest gigs I've ever done in Tokyo, Japan. And on this gig, what happened now? Where was I? Oh, yeah. So the boy band Arashi was in this gig, who's a big, famous Japanese boy band. They've been around for like 40, 50 years with changing members and stuff. So really big gig. And me and this stunt group, we were the stunt guys for it. There we go, had to get that out. And on the gig, we're on full makeup, and we weren't expecting to show our faces at all. The makeup takes about, it's professionally done, and it takes about 2 to 3 hours. And for this shoot, we had 3 to 4 days on set. Well, on set. I mean, we went home and then we came back the next day. So we had to put on that makeup 3 or 4 times each. That's 3 or 4 hours we never get back. But we get paid for it. Ka-ching. No, I'm joking. It's not even that much. Not even that much to brag. But yeah, so we put on the makeup and it was crazy fun. And by fun, I mean talking in the back with the other foreign actors and the Japanese actors and chilling a lot of the time. Then when we shot, it was just crazy. And then we had to like power wash this stuff to get off. But at the end of that job with the stunt guys, the most craziest, funnest thing in my 5 years of acting in Japan happened. And what was it? We had the directors and the staff come out right when they're like, hey, finish, the job's done, congratulations, everyone. And they all clap. We were like, okay, finally we can get home. And then all of a sudden, there's the staff guys dressed with a Darth Vader helmet and Stormtrooper helmets. And other weird masks I can't remember, and they all had lightsabers and they started trying to fight us. But you know, like playful, right? They weren't going wham, like whacking those sabers on our heads, but they were going ha 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 ha. Like, you know, like a 5-year-old, 5-year-olds would whack you on the head. Like, you know, someone that's being overly nice. I guess, well, I mean, we figured it out halfway. We're like, first, what the hell? What are these guys doing? This is weird. These Japanese guys just dress up and start attacking us after the show. But then we realized, oh, they want to have like a fake stunt fight, right? Like we're blocking, okay, now we're getting their swords. And man, it was a good memory. It was so fun to just play fight these Japanese guys after like a 3 day long grueling shoot. And that was like one of the funnest jobs, well, like funnest parts of a job that I've ever had. All right, next, number four. The fourth type of common job here in Japan are TV shows. A lot of people go, "Hey JJ, but doesn't that mean that you should speak like fairly good Japanese?" No. A lot of the Japanese TV shows will hire foreigners from specific countries to not only talk about their country, but to kind of like poke fun at Japan while comparing their country. I call them a gaijin bangumi or gaijin TV show. And I think they're kind of stupid in that way. They don't promote you as a human being. They promote you as you represent your culture and your country. Which I mean, we do, and that does make us human beings, but what pisses me off is a Japanese talent and Japanese comedian just not promoting my name or myself is like, we just don't want you. Or we don't want you to have fans, I guess is the biggest thing. But anyways, going back, so Japanese TV shows. Yeah. If you've never been on TV show, sure, it could be a thing, but to me, it's really boring. It's a lot of waiting, and then you get like 3 words in, and then you have to listen to other people talk for like 5 hours. That's pretty much it. Number three is movies and TV dramas. Had a look at the paper there. So, movies are kind of a dime a dozen in Japan. Because, I mean, most movies in Japan are about Japan and Japanese culture. So, why would a foreigner be poking his head in there? But we often do get jobs in the movie industry because sometimes they film it or they put the setting in Europe or America or something, and they want someone to represent the person from that culture. So they might have five foreigners there, and they might be like just in an airport in the background, and one of them turns around and says, "Hey, how are you today? Oh, you don't speak Japanese? Okay, see you." Just like how it would really happen in Japan, or just like how it would really happen in America, right? But you know what? That's all good. People are just happy to be in a movie. Especially from Toho or something crazy, like world known. One sec, gotta get a drink. So movies are pretty cool. And the next one up, dramas. So dramas are a lot of my work actually were for TV dramas. So, again, same thing. They need a foreigner to make the setting look right, or they need a foreigner to make the Japanese actor's English look great. Or sometimes you just get a nice role. For example, I worked in one of Japan's greatest or biggest TV shows called Dr. X, and I was a foreign doctor. But the crappy thing about that job was at the end, I had a longer, in Japanese we call seppuku, but in English we just say line. And I went to the doctor and I was like, "Thank you very much, doctor. See you again." Or what was it again? I screwed that up. It was like, "Thank you very much, doctor. Great work today. You were amazing. How did you do it all?" Or something like that. And she said something back to me, and then I smiled, and then it was like the end of the episode. Yeah, they cut all that shit. Again, probably the same thing because I do Japanese comedy and I'm here in Japan promoting myself so I get more fans and build my repertoire. They probably just cut that because they were like, "We should have just got another blonde guy that wasn't as well known." But c'est la vie, that's the industry, right? All right, next up. Number two. Next up, number two. And that is commercials. So going through any crazy Japanese commercial on TV, you're gonna notice there's a lot of foreigners on there. And a lot of foreigners get extra jobs when it comes to commercials in Japan. And those extra jobs could just be in the background or saying, "Hey," or in your best American accent, "Oh, hey there." And yeah, pretty much that's what it is. It could be the crazy Japanese commercials. Some of my friends got some of the really crazy Japanese commercials, and they didn't like it. I think it would be fun. Me myself, I got some crazy commercials, like my head poking out of a speaker, or the zombie one was pretty crazy, as I said. But the best one I've ever done, and the minute I did it was like in my first or second year of being an actor here, and I was like, I'm never gonna top this commercial. Basically, 1,000 foreigners applied for it. Pretty much every foreigner in Japan applied for it. We had to do a model catwalk. We had to, what did we have to do? We had to pretend that we're acting in space. And then there was like another thing, like a photo, like they took a photo shoot and stuff. And I was like, oh, great. There's so many good looking foreigners here. A lot of guys I know that were really good actors. I'm like, I'm never gonna get this. Bam! I got it. And it was the coolest job I ever did. Basically, if you ever watched Inception where they had that rotating room and the fight scene, well, in this one, it was built on set on the day, which kind of made me worry, but it was a rotating elevator room, and we got to walk on the walls and stuff, and it was just amazingly cool. So that was my best job in Japan. And if you want to see what that looks like, check out my YouTube, because I have that movie somewhere on there. All right, and last one, number one. The number one most popular job for foreigners in Japan as actors and talent and other is Saigen dramas. What's a Saigen drama? What's a Saigen drama? What's a Saigen drama? A Saigen drama is a reenactment drama. And basically, that's where foreigners are dressed up as polices, nurses, doctors. Those are the main ones. And then, basically anything, any costume, weird costume they can throw at you. I personally don't do those as an actor because I feel that it doesn't allow you to perform as an actor. It's kind of acting, but they also dub over your voice to Japanese so Japanese people watching the TV show can understand because they wouldn't understand all these weird foreign English accents. But Saigen dramas, yeah, a lot of the foreigners do them. They pay really good. The hours are long and a lot of waiting. But I mean, people study and blah, 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 blah. So basically, yeah, a lot of foreigners do that. And that's the majority of jobs in Japan, the Saigen dramas. Me? No, thank you. But a lot of my friends do it, so I don't say it's horrible. And it's not, it's money. But yeah, I never wanna, I don't know, just not for me. And there you have it, people. Those are the top five jobs in Japan for actors and foreigners doing crazy stuff in Japan and just want to make a little extra money and stuff like that. Let me know what you thought. Send me a message. Send me a comment. Send me all your great stuff. And check out my YouTube as well if you can check that out. And if you're listening on YouTube. And if you're watching on YouTube, check out my podcast, Just the Tip. All right, thank you everyone. Peace.